ألم تر إلى ربك كيف مد الظل ولو شاء لجعله ساكنا ثم جعلنا الشمس عليه دليلا.
Have you not seen how your Lord spreads the shade? If He will, He could have made it stationary instead. We have made the sun its pilot. We have made the sun its pilot. The word dalil has been used here in exactly the same sense in which the word pilot is used in English. In seafaring terminology, dalil is the person who guides the boats. To say that the sun is a dalil of the shade means that the lengthening and shortening of the shade is dependent on the rise and decline of the sun.
ثُمَّ قَبَضْنَاهُ إِلَيْنَا قَبْضًا يَسِيرًا.
So, as the sun rises, we gradually roll up that shade unto us. We gradually roll up that shade unto us. To roll up that shade unto us means to cause a thing to vanish, to drive it out of existence, for whatever vanishes or becomes extinct returns to God. From Him everything issues, and to Him everything ultimately returns.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَالنَّوْمَ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلَ النَّهَارَ نُشُورًا.
It is Allah who has made night a garment for you, and sleep the repose of death, and has made day the time of rising to life.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا.
And He, it is who sends forth the winds as glad tidings, heralding His mercy. Then we send down pure water from the sky.
لِنُحْيِيَ بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا وَنُسْقِيَهُ مِمَّا خَلَقْنَا أَنْعَامًا وَأَنَاسِيَّ كَثِيرًا.
That we may revive through it a dead land, and give it for drink to many cattle and human beings from among our creation.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَاهُ بَيْنَهُمْ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا.
We present this wondrous phenomenon to them over and over again, that they may learn a lesson from it. But most people simply decline everything except disbelief and ingratitude.
وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ نَذِيرًا.
Had we so willed, we would have raised up in every town a warner. Had we so willed, we would have raised up in every town a warner.
It was not beyond God's power to do so. Had He so willed, He would have raised a prophet in every nook and corner of the world. But He did not do so, and instead raised a prophet for the whole world. Just like one sun is enough for the whole earth, this one sun of guidance was deemed sufficient for the whole of humanity.
فَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا.
So, O Prophet, do not follow the unbelievers, but engage in a mighty striving against them with this Quran.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخًا وَحِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا.
And He, it is who has joined the two seas, one sweet and palatable, and the other saltish and bitter. And He has set a barrier and an insurmountable obstruction between the two that keeps them apart. And an insurmountable obstruction between the two that keeps them apart.
This happens wherever a large river flows into the sea. There are springs of sweet water at several locations in different seas where the sweet water remains separate from the salty water of the sea. For example, near Bahrain and at other places in the Persian Gulf, there are springs of sweet water under the sea from which people have drawn sweet water for ages.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا. وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ قَدِيرًا
And he, it is who has created man from water and then produced from him two sorts of kindred, by descent and by marriage. Your Lord is all powerful.
وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَلَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَكَانَ الْكَافِرُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِ ظَهِيرًا
And yet, people worship deities other than Allah that can neither benefit them nor hurt them. Besides, the unbeliever is ever prone to come to the support of everyone who rebels against his Lord.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا
We have not sent you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, except as a bearer of good tidings and a warner. Except as a bearer of good tidings and a warner.
It is not part of a prophet's task to reward the believers or to punish the unbelievers. A prophet is not appointed to force people to believe. His responsibility is no more than to give good tidings to those who would accept the truth and warn those who would adamantly persist in their evil ways, thereby inviting God's punishment.
قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا
Say to them, I ask of you no reward for my work. My only reward is that whoever so wills may follow the way leading to his Lord.
وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا
O Muhammad, peace be upon him, put your trust in him who is ever living, who will never die, and glorify him with his praise. He suffices as the knower of the sins of his servants.
الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ الرَّحْمَنُ فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا
He who created the heavens and the earth and all that is in between them in 6 days and then ascended the throne, the merciful one, ask concerning him, the one who knows.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَنِ قَالُوا وَمَا الرَّحْمَنُ أَنَسْجُدُ لِمَا تَأْمُرُنَا وَزَادَهُمْ نُفُورًا
When they are told, prostrate yourselves before the Merciful One, they say, What is the Merciful One? Shall we prostrate ourselves before whomsoever you command us to prostrate? This even further increases their aversion.